At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Carter's has your family covered for every summer first. For steps, for swim lesson, or for sleepover. Our clothes help kids and parents shine, thanks to comfy design and easy dressing details. Visit Carter's.com to shop the latest styles or find a Carter's store near you.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
You mentioned going out to dinner, Heather. You were out to dinner or on a date or something like that, right?
Yes. Oh, on a first date.
On a first date.
Yes, I did.
There was a study, or the Huffington Post, basically. Red flags on dinner dates. What are your major red flags on dinner dates?
Okay.
And I want your opinion on these. Number one, they play games with seating.
What do you mean? Like,
in other words, the person decides, I'm going to sit here, you sit here.
Oh, like they tell me where I have to sit?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting. I've never experienced that. I don't think if they pulled out my chair and said, here, have a seat, I'd be like, oh, thank you.
Well, okay. The way that this is stated, these are all
red flags coming
from chefs, waiters, waitresses, when they see like things that they identify as red flags when they see, you know, couples meet for the first time.
Right. They say one of the worst examples happens when someone with a party of two requests a bigger table, like a four top, in a clearly very busy restaurant.
Oh.
It's a power move.
I see that. Mm-hmm. I get that one more than somebody telling me where to sit.
Right. Yeah. So sometimes if we're going to go that angle where, you know, they say, hey, you know, tell you where you want to sit. If it's one of those tables where like part of it is a bench,
yes,
like a booth,
mm-hmm,
or the other one is a chair.
Yes.
Do you have a preference where you would sit?
I do.
Yeah.
And it's all because of my back. I'd rather sit in a chair than a bench.
Than a bench? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I pick a booth.
I always pick the one where I can see the door.
Oh.
So I don't like to have my back to the door.
Why?
I want to be able to see people coming and going. I want to know where the exits are.
Okay. I've never even thought about that one. I remember like my mom would sit there and say, she would sit there if they see this. Oh, well, wait, I don't want to sit too close to the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Because it's too much traffic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. But this is, how about this? The person orders for you without consultation.
That's, yeah, I wouldn't like that.
No.
Especially the way this
She'll
article
have a
is
steak.
Written.
Give her the hot dog.
Well, I get the, you know, I make my order, you know, there's some fries, and I'll get the, do you really need the fries? You know, I'll get that.
Oh, well, that, this is not a first date, right? Correct. Cindy is looking out for your health.
Yes.
It's not sitting down going, well, I'm going to have the have the ribeye with mashed potatoes, and the little lady here, she's going to have a salad.
No.
Well, that's basically what this article says. It's like, no. She doesn't need that. She just wants a salad without dressing.
Right.
Like, what?
They treat staff unprofessionally.
Oh, yeah.
Like if they never say thank you.
Is if that you're rude to wait staff, that's a big red flag.
Oh,
sure.
I know.
For sure.
Yeah. What about if the person like complains about like things to the waiter or waitress?
Like about their meal? Like about like, oh, this is undercooked. I don't want this. Take this back. Yeah, that kind of complaining or what? Like you're too slow bringing me water?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, the latter actually.
Well, I think
if your food's not served
properly,
you should complain politely.
There's nothing wrong with saying something. But if you're rude and like being mean, then that's a problem. I think there's a right way to say things in a wrong way.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yeah, like, I mean, okay, say you and Colin are on a first date, and he orders a steak. Mm-hmm. He doesn't order anything for you, just, you know, he lets you order what you want. And it comes, and he says, I wanted a rare steak. This is too well done. There's a respectful way to do
yes.
it. And so I guess the question I have is, if that situation arises, do you see that more as him being assertive? Or if he doesn't, just accepts it, is he a guy that you think is going to get just pushed around?
Yeah, if he says like, oh, this isn't what I wanted, but he eats it anyway.
Yeah.
Then yeah, I'd rather him be confident and know what he wants and say, yes,
right.
I did order this rare and it's
because
well done. Chances
are,
give it back.
You know, now sometimes there are occasions where the wait staff will leave it under the light or whatever too long. But if it's not cooked to your preference or it's cold or whatever, that's usually not the waitress's or waiter's fault. A lot of times, if your meal is not prepared the way you want it, it's usually the kitchen's fault, and
sure.
you're taking your angst out on the server as opposed to who it should be,
right,
who you have no, you know, way of communicating with.
Right. Don't shoot the messenger because of the message.
Exactly.
Yeah. Just be respectful and say, this isn't how I wanted it.
Yes.
I didn't ask for it this way. I asked for it a different way.
Right.
Could you please ask the chef to redo this?
What if you were on a date and first date and the person expected you to split the check with them?
Oh, I've had that happen before.
Oh, yeah.
I've had it happen where, oh my gosh, I don't have my wallet, and I pay for
everything.
Oh, I think
we,
and it was, I won't say who it was with, but it was
a former professional athlete.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who you would imagine, and it.
You would think could afford to pay.
And it, you know, whatever, I paid for the meal. I paid for what we ate, and that was it. And maybe it was like a test to see like, oh, what is she going to do?
Uh-huh.
Like, was maybe like, mm-hmm. was she just out on a date with me because I can pay for things, or does she want to be on a date with me?
I don't know. I think the dude just forgot his wallet.
Maybe so. Yeah. Still strange, but whatever. That was a long time ago.
John, do you ever send your food back if it's not cooked the way you want it?
Oh, sure. I've done that many times with a steak.
Mm-hmm.
And because we had this happen this weekend where I was out with, it was Ellie and some of the coaches for the baseball team down in Canton, Ohio. We went to a restaurant, and I told the lady, because there was a special, and it was, hey, you get this, and along with it, you get this dessert. And I'm like, oh, that sounds perfect. And so I said, I would like my steak rare. And she says, oh, well, on this one, we can't cook it rare. We can the lowest we can do is medium. And I said, okay, well, then I don't want the deal. I'll go with this steak. Can you cook this steak rare? She said, yes. They brought it, and, you know, it was... If it hadn't been rare, especially since we went through that whole rigmarole,
mm-hmm.
I would have sent it back. And I have sent back steaks that I'm not going to pay for this. I'm not going to eat this because it's way too much done. Way too well done.
It's way too much done. I can't take this. Take back.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about, like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Carter's has your family covered for every summer first. First steps, first swim lesson, or first sleepover. Our clothes help kids and parents have their best summer ever, thanks to comfy design and easy dressing details. Generations of families have trusted our must-haves for babies, toddlers, and kids, designed to shine season after season. Visit Carter's.com to shop the latest styles or find a Carter's store near you.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Yeah, and they can't, it's not like it's the other way around where they can reheat it.
No, you have to actually come back with a different steak. Mm-hmm.
We have some ticket texts here. I'm an enforcement officer, and every single training class I've ever taken, the first thing you got to do is survey the surroundings. Spot on, John. That's from Brian and Novi. John, next time you're out to dinner as a company, order for Doug, rare tomahawk, chili cheese dog at a Shirley Temple, no vegetables. Yes. That's Scott and Carlton.
Yes. Yes. I'll order mine and I'll say, yeah, and the little fella here, he's going to have a steak.
Ask any veteran. We always face the door. Mm-hmm. I'm with you, Jansen. I always face the entrance to watch people walking in and out. That's mm-hmm. J. Rick in Woodhaven. Is Jansen Tony Soprano worried about a hit? Had to see the door. That's from Dave and Romeo.
Hey, you never know what's going to happen. Just want to be prepared.
We have some texts asking John Jansen. Asking John Jansen if he has ever sent a steak back is like asking a bear if it poops in the woods.
Yes, I think the answer is probably obvious.
I was a kitchen manager, and by far the servers were notorious for not putting in special instructions and not picking up the order. So the idea that the cooks are wrong is laughable. Oh. I said, I'm not saying all of them, but...
Well, I mean, you did place blame.
Yeah, well, yes, you're right. I would assume that since the waiter or the waitress is writing things down...
Right. No matter, it's a win or a loss. It's all on the team. Whether it's the server, it's the cook, mm-hmm. it's the product that comes to the table that's not right.
Right.
You got to ask for it to be right.
Rob in a van says, I was a chef for 20 years. Believe it or not, it's typically a server issue. Didn't ring something in, missing an item, so the kitchen fixes the issue.
Mm-hmm.
Good to know.
The last one on that list was, and I don't think we got to it, was tipping badly.
Yeah.
If you're on a first date, Heather, I guess we're going to you for all of this advice.
I typically, if I'm on a first date, I'm probably not seeing the bill unless they forget their wallet.
Right.
Because they're going to pick up the bill and they're going to pay for it. So I don't know if they tip.
You wouldn't even know
what
they tipped. Yeah. That's a good point.
Yep.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nobody brags about their car's resale value at a dinner party. Nobody posts about it on social media. It's not the reason you fall in love with a vehicle. But 5 years in, it's one of the clearest signs that you made the right decision. And Toyota makes that choice easy. For 6 consecutive years, Toyota has been named the best resale value brand by Kelley Blue Book. And many Toyota models, like the Camry, Tacoma, and 4Runner, are best in their class according to KBB. Because Toyota doesn't just build vehicles for the moment, they build for the miles ahead, which is something every Toyota owner can appreciate. So stop by your local Toyota dealer and enjoy the affordability of a great deal today, plus the value that lasts long after your purchase. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value and best resale value awards are specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Books, KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.